fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of February. Our prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you who are in charge of stocking up for your team to make sure that you stock up on feminine hygiene and birth control products. Gentlemen, if you do, we have, okay, am I here now? Can you hear me? I'm back. Do I need to give the prepper tip of the day again? I guess I do. The prepper tip of the day is to have everybody stock up on feminine hygiene products and birth control products. I apologize for the technical issues we're having, but we are in the middle of the Caribbean Ocean someplace, and we're dealing with satellite and clouds, and it's really a hoot. We do have with us this morning in person, as opposed to a remote broadcast, we have Mr. Leon Green with us. Good morning, Leon.
Morning, John.
Well, sir, you and I are on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise, and we've got quite an eclectic group of men and women with us, don't we, sir?
Absolutely.
Varied backgrounds, varied parts of the country, varied experiences, lifestyles, career choices, age groups. The youngest members are probably, I think, early to mid-30s, and then the oldest is approaching my age. I think the older gentleman is about 68, 69 years old. And we're learning from each other, aren't we, sir?
Yes, sir. John is a wealth of... there's another John in the group, and he knows a lot of things, and John is impressed with his depth of knowledge.
Right. Well, my conversations with this member of our group is turning more into a debrief than a conversation. But that's good, because his knowledge complements what I know, and he knows some things I don't, and I know some things that he doesn't. So we're really having fun bouncing ideas off each other. Leon, I'm impressed with the hygiene of the ship. We have these hand sanitizers every time we enter the eating facility. There is a pleasant young lady or a young gentleman ready to squirt some hand sanitizer on our hands, isn't there?
Yes, and it's ethyl alcohol as compared to triclosan, which is a hormone inhibitor, so it works much more effectively and it just evaporates. So you can do that. You can also use the doTERRA sanitizing spray as well.
Yes, that would be the On Guard?
Yes.
Sanitizing. Well, I stocked up. I didn't have any On Guard sanitizing spray before this flu thing became apparent. And something I mentioned, I know you were probably up enjoying a breeze the first hour, so you didn't hear me say the following. And I'll just ask you, Leon, and I don't necessarily expect an answer, but how many Americans died from the flu last week? How many Americans died from the flu this week? And how many will die from the flu next week? A weekly average.
I don't know exactly weekly average, but on average, 30,000 plus die each year from...
It's 700. 700 a week die every week in this country from the flu. It's not newsworthy, is it, Leon?
Not with their agenda. Unless they can make money off vaccines, they don't really pursue it. But you know, if there's one shooting, one person dies, they want to take everybody's ability to protect themselves. It shows
right,
their
right.
agenda.
Right. Well, if it's a local car crash and four people die, it's local news. But if it's a plane crash and four people die, it's national news, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, 700 people a week dying from the flu every week of the year is not newsworthy because it's normal, it's expected, it's just another day at the office, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Ian, what I'm telling people is don't get concerned about this flu. It's just the flu. If you have a strong immune system, especially if you reinforce the immune system with some of the doTERRA products, you're going to be okay, aren't you?
Yes. Just like the CDC talks about the protocol. You know, you avoid crowded places, wash your hands on a regular basis, and in this case, you can have the On Guard oils and products using them in your house and in your office so you can kill airborne pathogens, and also when your kids and children come back from school or work, you're not passing the bugs between their. So if you have the diffuser running nonstop, yes, you'll be able to protect yourself regardless if it does come to America or if it does explode here.
Absolutely. Now, the year and a half I was my wife, Dr. Moore's caregiver, I had to make at least a daily trip out to some destination, a post office, supermarket, whatever it might be. And before I would leave, she would say, honey, be sure you put the On Guard underneath your nose. And I would say, yes, dear, as any good husband, that's the two. Gentlemen, if you're married or about to get married, here's the two most important words you can ever learn. Yes, dear. Seriously. If you want to have a good marriage, remember those two words. So, yes, dear. And then I would take the On Guard and the roller application and roll it underneath each nostril before I'd walk out the door into public. Despite the fact I know that with my healthy immune system, the odds of me getting sick are slim to none. The last time I missed one day of work because of a cold was January 2000. Sounds like 20 years ago, doesn't it, Leon?
Mm-hmm.
The last day I missed a day of work. Now, I've had some sniffles and sneezes and a common cold along the way these past 20 years, but nothing to the point where I would miss one day of work. So I'm not overly concerned about going into large crowds, going into public, but I did the right thing, and I followed Dr. Moore's advice to put the On Guard under my nostrils, and it's just become a habit. And habits can be a good thing, can't they, Leon?
Absolutely. Think about exercise and diet. Yeah, and so... And also with preparedness, you get in the habits of, you know, having situational awareness, whether you're at the gas station, the ATM, or wherever you are at the restaurant. You know, you have your back to the wall so that you can keep an eye on what's happening. So habits are good, and they are definitely needed in our field, because the more you get into a habit, 21 days, 30 days of doing something consistently, the better it will be for your overall lifestyle, because you'll be healthier. You'll also be more prepared. That's why he has prepper trips of the day, is because he wants everybody to do at least one thing per day.
Absolutely. It reminds me, I was having lunch with a very dear friend of mine, an attorney I've known since 1978, and he said, John, we're going to a restaurant. John, I want to sit with my back to the wall. And I said, Frank, I'm the one with a gun. And he says, yeah, I know, John. So when I lay down in the seat, you know to turn around. And I said, okay. That was kind of funny, but we've been friends for 40 years now, and that was okay. But one of the whole topic of illness and health and flu has really become in the front of people's brains the past month, and it should be. It should be all the time, but because of media hysteria, and I regard what's going on largely media hysteria, these scary images and videos coming out of China, and they are scary. Of course, we don't know if they're real videos or if they're staged acts, do we, Leon?
No.
We simply don't know. And they could be either one. And they may be both. They may be some real, maybe some staged. I noticed that typically there's never more than maybe half a dozen people in these videos coming out of China, which has a lot of people, which is maybe a bit of a red flag in and of itself. But when it comes to health, Leon and I talk about this for an hour every week. We talk about various things that are health-related, including doTERRA oils, not limited to doTERRA oils, but including doTERRA oils. And we've seen an increased interest in the doTERRA oils these past 3 or 4 weeks, haven't we, Leon?
Absolutely, because of the fact that, you know, people are concerned. They see the news images, and they're quite motivated. Well, you know, if you have a strong immune system like John's talking about, then you are less impacted. And that's where the oils come into place, because you can use it as a prophylactic daily to protect yourself after this finally goes away as well, but also in case it does get here. So you can use it as a prophylactic in advance. So you take the On Guard proprietary blend by doTERRA in advance daily in the morning and at night. And while I'm on the ship and when I fly, you know, I'm taking it probably every half an hour because of the fact that there's 6,500 people on this ship right now, and it's gotten so bad that Royal Caribbean even put out an email saying they are banning all passengers who are from Hong Kong or China completely, because they want to ensure that there's not a flight
or been close to somebody from Hong Kong or China, not even from there. But ladies and gentlemen, Leon and I, for at least 3 years, we've been encouraging people to do the following: to incrementally wean yourself off pharmaceutical products and substitute doTERRA essential oils for those pharmaceutical products. Now, for the past week, I've been telling people that if you take a pharmaceutical product, except for pain relievers and psychotropic drugs, any other pharmaceutical product is a very strong indicator you have a compromised immune system. Those are the people that are going to die from the flu. Healthy adults that have a strong immune system, they're not going to die from the flu. Children under 5, they're at risk. Men and women over 80, they're at risk. Everybody in between, they're not at risk unless they have a compromised immune system. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a lot of you out there. Most of you, probably over half of you, are consuming a pharmaceutical product of some kind. That's simply the way it is in the United States in 2020. It's an unfortunate fact of life. Now, it doesn't mean it's too late, however. You can begin now. If you make the decision to wean yourself off these pharmaceutical products and start using doTERRA essential oils instead, it's going to take a while. You don't want to do cold turkey off 3 or 4 pharmaceutical products. You do one at a time. To go cold turkey off 3 or 4 at the same time would probably not be a wise thing. What do you think, Leon?
And you can we always advocate you talk to your medical professional to get insight. But what's nice about the oils, there are no contraindications. That means it does not conflict with any of the chemicals that you're currently on. So you can take the oils simultaneously. But that's why they always mandate that you tell doctors about, you know, what you're on. So, you know, if you have something that deals with the liver and you're dealing with an opioid and you have other issues, you know, those will sometimes conflict. And they've had many fatalities. The vast majority of the drug-related fatalities are because of contraindications, where one pharmaceutical drug will interact with another, like statins and certain drugs, and they'll cause liver failure or high blood pressure or, you know, cardiac arrest, ischemic shock, things of that nature. So all these things have to be taken into account when you're doing something that is artificial, which is pharmaceutical drugs. They are from gasoline and petroleum products, and they simply clone the original. And so they take the best parts of the natural plants, but because they can't patent a plant, they take the chemical knockoffs. They make it in a laboratory using the different methods, and then they apply it to it. But 250,000 people die each year because of side effects from drugs that are properly prescribed in the right dosage, right method, the right time, the right route, but they still die because they are artificial. You're not a petroleum product. You're a carbon product. And that's why the oils work so effectively, and there's no complications with them.
Absolutely. Well, Leon, it's become expected that about once every 2 or 3 weeks, I'll read an article where some pharmacist saved somebody's life because they recognized that the pharmaceutical product that was being prescribed, along with another pharmaceutical product being prescribed by a different doctor, would kill the person. And this happens a lot, where one doctor will prescribe one pharmaceutical product, a second doctor will prescribe a second one, and maybe a third or fourth doctors will prescribe two or three others, not knowing what the other doctors have prescribed. And when these drugs start interacting with each other, they can just flat kill you, can't they?
Absolutely. And the number of people who, you know, they want a certain drug and their other doctor may not prescribe it, or they can't get it as cheap. So that's why they shop around, or they go to, you know, different pharmaceutical companies and pick up their drugs all over the place. But they don't have one doctor that controls all of them. And because of that, that's why you have a lot of fatalities, people trying to save money and getting access to things that their original doctor will not permit them to. And that's how they've died. Something as silly as that.
It is. Well, if you're listening to Leon and I and you're thinking, you know, I just might want to do what John Moore and Leon Green are saying. I just might want to get myself off these expensive, dangerous pharmaceutical products. Well, here's what you do. First of all, you get yourself a copy of the book, Modern Essentials. You're going to want two different editions. The fifth edition, which says things they can't say anymore, and the 10th, is it a 10th or 11th?
11th.
The 11th edition just came out last September, and those will be your reference books, the guides to help you learn what you need to learn to get the oils you need. Next, you go to my website, that would be thelibertyman.com, under products, scroll down under products, there'll be a drop-down menu, and you'll come to doTERRA Oils. That's where you can do your shopping and buy just what you need for yourself and your family. Now, in addition, this man sitting next to me has turned himself into a walking encyclopedia on what doTERRA Oils can do to benefit you. Leon has been very gracious in making himself available for a private consultation. And Leon, what's that telephone number people can call you at?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188. That's Mountain Time.
That's 303-495-2188. And there's a bonus, another bonus. If you're a person who would like to turn doTERRA Oils into a business and another stream of income for you and your family, well, Leon can direct you and guide you on how to do that. One of the great things about representing doTERRA is the following. You don't need to inventory their product. They do drop ships. So your customer buys from you, the order goes to doTERRA, and the product goes directly to the customer without you having to buy it first or inventory it or ship it. Right, Leon?
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. There's been lots of multi-level marketing outfits over the decades. Many of them require you to buy large inventories of products that you may or may not sell. They require you to buy stuff and then ship it yourself. That's burdensome. It's not necessary. And it's no fun, is it, Leon, to do it that way?
Correct.
But this is the fun way to do it. You help people achieve their goals. And the people I associate with, they like to help people achieve their goals. And this is a way to help your friends, your family, your coworkers, people you go to church with, to be healthier, to have that healthy, fun, full, productive life that we all want to have. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
So there you go. It's a win-win situation for everybody. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Karen Moore here on Tuesday, the 11th of February. My website is thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis May 1st and 2nd with Paul Begling. And there's tickets and information available at my website at thelibertyman.com. Well, Leon, you and I have talked every Tuesday now for I don't know how many years, several years. Now, we've been encouraging people to wean themselves off pharmaceutical products. Some have. Some have not. We've been encouraging people to incorporate the doTERRA oils into their lives. Some have, some have not. Now we have a media-driven hysteria about the flu, don't we, sir?
Yes, sir.
Now, personally, I'm not all that concerned about this flu any more than any other flu. I've taken some simple precautions, just as any prudent person should do. I've increased my supply of On Guard sanitizer, On Guard oil, the On Guard in the roller bottle. I bought some masks, and I have plenty of nitrile gloves because I use them working on my car. And I've made sure my daughter and her family have a good supply of vitamin C, vitamin D, and all the doTERRA products. I had them shipped directly to her along with some masks and gloves. The media hysteria, media-driven hysteria could take on a life of its own where there's quarantines being imposed in this country, couldn't it, Leon?
Absolutely.
It could become that. In that event, I've already talked to my daughter and my son-in-law that they will self-quarantine. The husband will put on protective equipment and go get supplies as necessary and return to the home and decontaminate himself if it gets that bad. I don't believe it will, but it could, couldn't it, Leon?
Yes, and even if it isn't a red flag or false flag a scenario, you know, having these abilities to protect yourself, because, you know, we've been overdue for a pandemic, an epidemic worldwide for, you know, 30 years. The last major one was in the 1917-18 Spanish flu, and even the CDC says we are overdue. So whether this is the big one or not, if you have the protection in place, you're on the ball. But if not, you know, you're going to be jumping on the bus and saying, I need to, because they're going to try to scare you as much
right.
as possible.
Right. Well, people, if there is a vaccine offered, and it's probably been manufactured months ago, sitting comfortably in refrigerated storage units all around the country, because this may easily be a manufactured crisis, a manipulated crisis. And personally, I don't, if they offer a vaccine, I'm not going to get it. How about you, Leon?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, it's a personal choice. I respect that. It's not, if you folks don't get a vaccine, it does me no harm. I'll be encouraging my daughter and her family to not get the vaccines. But out of the 300 plus million people in this country, I would say the overwhelming majority would be absolutely demanding access to the vaccine, won't they, Leon?
Especially if they have more images of, you know, people throughout the world, you know, people in France and South America. You know. But this is all we have, and this is what we expect.
I think we're off air. Are we off air or on air? Anybody know there in Round Rock? Okay, we heard some tones. We thought we were off air, and we're back. So actually, we weren't gone. Don't get caught up in hysteria on one hand. On the other, if there is a quarantine declared in the community that you live in, you have no choice but to respect that quarantine, or you will be incarcerated, right, Leon?
Yes, that's correct.
So that's a bad place to be. That's a real bad place to be. If you choose to self-quarantine, make sure you've got everything you need, all the water you need, all the food you need, a way to stay warm when it's cold, a way to hopefully cool down if it's hot, and all the other supplies that a person would need, sanitation supplies, books to read, games for the children, whatever they are. You want to have all those in place before the quarantine, because after the quarantine, you're not going to get these things, are you, Leon?
Correct. And if you're even thinking about, you know, bugging out and going to your retreat or your location, you know, you don't wait till they say, we're going to shut it down, because that's how you'll be incarcerated too, because they will just grab you at the checkpoints.
Right. If there's a quarantine going to happen, there'll be no warning. That's not going to happen. You'll go to bed one night, and you wake up the next morning, and the quarantine's in place. That's what's going to happen, if it happens. And Leon's absolutely right. If you think quarantine is even a remote possibility, and you have a safe haven to go to, a retreat to go to, a hobby farm to go to, you better get there before the quarantine. If there's a quarantine, the first quarantine anywhere in the United States is a precursor for quarantines to happen any other place in the United States, right, Leon?
Absolutely.
And typically we'll be talking about densely populated urban areas. The odds of them declaring a quarantine in some remote town in Montana or in the Appalachian Mountains of Tennessee, that's not going to happen. It would be a fluke, a total fluke. We have a bottom of the hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore on Tuesday, the 11th of February, here at Republic Broadcasting. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I need to keep repeating because it's so important. We now have the Bill Gates TED Talk. He's talking about reducing greenhouse gases. That was the topic of the talk. And one of the ways to reduce greenhouse gases in this talk that Bill Gates gave was to reduce the population of the world. So he tells us how to reduce the population of the world. Give them vaccines. It's at the 4-minute-plus mark. It's right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can't make this stuff up. You really can't. Clearly, obviously, vaccines kill people. That's why he mentioned vaccines as one way to reduce the world's population, to in turn reduce carbon dioxide, which, of course, is a big fiction in itself. Also, at my website, of course, if you want to sleep as good as a small child every night like I do, if you have arthritis pain, you want to get relief. I don't have arthritis pain. Of course, I use the Energy Cleaner. Maybe that's one reason I don't have arthritis pain. Might be other might be diet-related. But the Energy Cleaner will reduce the arthritis pain, help you sleep as good as a small child every night. Here on this Caribbean cruise, I've got my Energy Cleaner pad. I sleep on it every night. My head hits that pillow, I'm out like a light. I sleep like a rock. It's just wonderful. You can also. $285, shipping included to American zip codes. The mattress pads that go with them, they do vary in price depending on what size you need. Twin size, queen, king, California king, they're all right there. And they have any handy travel size. You can make your purchase using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You can call my toll-free airline. That's 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Now, also, we have a discussion going. Discussion with Leon Green and all of you. You're listening out there. You're thinking about the doTERRA oils. You're thinking about your health. You're thinking about what can you do to be healthier, to lose weight, to have the energy you want to do the things you want to do. And it's not just the energy. It's not just the energy cleaner by itself. It's not the doTERRA oils by themselves. It's a lot of things. It's changes in diet. It's changes in attitude. It's changes in your physical activity. All these things work together to achieve these goals, don't they, Leon?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I just spoke with one of the people at the Vitality Spa yesterday, and he had a course on how to increase your metabolism. And they were focused on exercise, nutrition, and detoxification. So it was very informative, and I'm actually going to record the audio and bring it to us in the future so we can incorporate this as well. And so it is very good, and I always learn from everybody. So it was a very good class.
Well, I go through detox protocols myself. One of the main detox protocols is the following, and it doesn't cost you a penny. Drink at least 32 ounces of water a day. That's on the low side. If you're involved in any activity outdoors where it's above 75, 80 degrees, you probably need to drink somewhere between a half a gallon and a gallon of water a day. One of the main ways we stay healthy and naturally detox is drink enough clean, pure water every day. It doesn't cost a penny, does it, Leon?
Nope.
Now, you may end up having to pay a little bit for spring water if you buy bottled water. I do offer, as of a few weeks ago, Professor McCanny's whole house water filters, keeping in mind the following. The largest organ of your body is your skin. And if you're bathing in water that has sodium fluoride in it, and has chlorine in it, you're absorbing sodium fluoride. You're absorbing chlorine, by the way. The way they killed a lot of soldiers in World War I was chlorine, in case you don't know, chlorine gas. It's the same chlorine, by the way. There's the chlorine they used on the battlefields of World War I, the chlorine that you're taking a bath or a shower in, is the exact same chlorine, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir.
That's right. Now, Berkey water filters are handy. Also, for getting a source of clean, pure water, they simply sit on the counter in your kitchen. You fill it up once a day, and you have all access to all that good, clean water that helps you be healthy, helps you maintain a great normal weight, and helps you detox. And your body can't flush out the toxins unless it's got enough water, can it, Leon?
Correct.
Now, you may think something, and I thought this until I learned better. Drink coffee, iced tea, soft drinks, you think, well, these things are mostly water, so I'm getting my water that way. Wrong, wrong, wrong. When you drink coffee or tea or soft drinks, your body thinks it's consuming a food, not water. And those beverages are not treated by your body the same as water, are they, Leon?
Correct.
So that was my ignorance up until pretty recently. I'm going to say just maybe 3 to 5 years ago. I learned that, and now you've learned it also, ladies and gentlemen. I like coffee. I drink coffee. I like iced tea, but I also consume enough water every day to stay healthy, to stay keep my water level exactly where it should be and not be dehydrated, and help me detox. And, Leon, you do the same thing, don't you?
Absolutely. I use my Berkey filter at home every day.
Well, that Berkey water filter is a very inexpensive investment compared to the benefit you get from it. They're high quality stainless steel. They last for years. If you don't abuse them, they could last for decades, couldn't they, Leon?
Absolutely. And I'm going to be buying another set of filters because, you know, if you have them, you know, at your retreat, then you still have pure water wherever you're going. But many times people think, no, my house is where I'm going to stay, and therefore I only need one set. Well, you may also have other people coming to your location, and so you want to have the ability to make water as quick as possible because these are gravity-fed. They don't need any electricity. They don't need any chemicals. It's all water-based.
It would be good if your retreat, every 2 to 3 adults, no more than 4 adults, you should have one Berkey for every 2 to 4 adults. Otherwise, people are going to be standing in line waiting to get a drink of clean, pure water. And that's not good for morale, is it, Leon?
No, it isn't.
No, it's not. And, of course, the larger the Berkey, the more capacity you have, the more water you can filter in a shorter period of time. Right, Leon?
Yes, sir.
So that would just be a wise thing to do. I know people who have a Berkey on their counter and they have another Berkey in their storage unit. Mm-hmm. It's never been taken out of the box so that when they need it in the future, they've got it. It sounds like, Leon, you might be one of those people.
Absolutely. I'm going to buy another 4 or 5 sets because of the fact that, I'm probably going to have 20 people at my location. So I want to have the ability to have the water there on hand for everything. We're going to, for cooking, for daily use. And also people who are on watch at 2 o'clock in the morning need to stay hydrated as well. And liquid water is a great way to keep your metabolism up when you start getting sleepy because you can't really walk around a lot. On duty, especially if you are trying to remain hidden. So, water is a great way to keep your metabolism up.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I go to the chief's meetings out in my neighborhood every 2 months, and we have the paramedic chiefs, the fire chiefs, the police chiefs, the sheriff's office. And I know quite a few of these paramedics, and the first thing they do when they get to a medical call, unless it's a heart attack and they have to do CPR, one of the first things they do is called the temp test. Now, that's where you pinch the back of the patient's hand, you pinch it with your thumb and forefinger, and you pinch the skin up about a half an inch, then you release it. If the skin goes back flat immediately, that means they're probably properly hydrated or mostly hydrated. If the tent stays in the up position after being released, that's a clear indication of dehydration, isn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir. And 60% of Americans are dehydrated. And so because of that, it makes sense why these first responders check that right off the bat. And so, many times they'll administer IV if they're qualified to do that. But, if you know that you're drinking pop, and so many teenagers and young people drink pop and other diuretics, and that's their only source of liquid.
Right, right. Well, my late wife, Dr. Moore, she told me about a patient she had back in the late 80s. She never mentioned the patient's names ever when she would talk about case history. An adult female who not only didn't she never drink water, she took pride in never drinking water, as if it was some kind of status symbol to never consume, never drink water. Now, how crazy is that, Leon? I hear you laughing. I hear you laughing.
Your body's not made of coffee, and it's not made of soda pop. It's water. 70%, 72% of your body's water-based.
That's right. That's right. So here we are. We want you to make use of our doTERRA oils. Of course we do. That's a big part of it. But what we're advocating here doesn't cost you anything. Now, you may invest a couple, $200-$300 in a good quality Berkey and some extra filters. That's a one-time investment. Those filters last for years. There's a way to, you can remove the filters from the Berkey when they've been used and clean them and put them back in service, can't you?
Yes, sir. I've had mine for 25 years, and I was so impressed by all the science that they provide to you that I took it with me, with my wife, on a trip to South Africa. We were going down there for 3 years. And because of that, I wanted to ensure, and she said she had read that Johannesburg, South Africa, has the third best water in the entire world. And I said, I don't care if we're at the first best in the world. I want to make sure I'm not drinking fluoride and chlorine and any other toxins and VOCs. And so while she took all of her fancy clothes, I carried a Berkey inside them. I had the Crown Royal, the Crown Berkey, the largest one, because I wanted to ensure I had purified water. Period.
Well, there's a way to pack that where it doesn't take up much space. And that's where you pack clothing inside the Berkey I knew you did that. And that way it takes up a minimal amount of space because the stainless steel is only a fraction of an inch thick. Mm-hmm. So if you pack it tightly with other flexible things like socks and T-shirts, it basically takes up no room. That's kind of a side issue. The main issue being we're encouraging people to do their homework. Get a copy of Modern Essentials. Do that. Go to my website and open up an account for yourself at my website under products. There's a drop-down menu for doTERRA products. And that's your beginning point, getting Modern Essentials, 5th edition, Modern Essentials, 11th edition, getting access by opening an account with doTERRA. And if you want a private consultation with Leon, now he's on a cruise with me. He may not get back with you for a day or two. Just call Leon at 303-495-2188. Leave a message. He'll get back with you and give you a private consultation about the specific oils that will help you, or, in addition, either or, help you learn what you need to learn to start your own doTERRA business, which people all over the country and, in fact, all over the world have become quite successful as doTERRA dealers, haven't they, Leon?
Absolutely. The company's gone from zero 11 years ago now to 8.4 million people worldwide in 125 countries have made a point to improve their health for their family and their neighbors and themselves. And so, and especially if you have a preparedness group, by having the oils, you have a way to protect yourself from pathogens all the way up to your livestock and for flavoring, because there's a thing called diet fatigue. And you're going to get tired of eating the same food over and over and over again when you know that basil and thyme and peppermint and wild orange exists. Those freeze-dried or the dehydrated or even the canned foods are going to start to get really bland. And you may have a small garden, but you're not going to have 125 different flavors in your garden. And when it's a matter of security or having a garden, people are going to defer to the security first. So now you're going to get bored. And diet fatigue became an issue in the World War II, where people, kids, children, and seniors were to the point that we're tired of eating the same bland food, that they actually starved themselves to death and died.
Right, and that's well known within the preparedness community. Children under 5 and adults over 80, they will simply refuse to eat unfamiliar food or food they're tired of eating. Now, in the Green Berets, we just keep several bottles of Tabasco sauce on hand to help make food more interesting and to help kill off the parasites. So you might want to get up maybe a case of Tabasco sauce for that eventuality. Right, Leon?
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we're putting out the information here, ladies and gentlemen. It's your choice to pick it up off the table or leave it lie. That's your choice. We respect that. But if you do choose to pick it up off the table and avail yourself of our knowledge, then you should move forward. Get yourself the account with doTERRA. Get those books, Modern Essentials. If you need to contact Leon, then contact him. Don't be bashful. He's a very outgoing, gregarious guy, and he'll be more than happy to give you pointers on which oils you need, how much you need, and so forth. And, of course, get yourself a Berkey water filter, maybe even a Professor McCanny's Whole House water filter. If you don't want to be absorbing sodium fluoride in your body every time you take a shower or take a bath because of the public water supply, well, getting Professor McCanny's Whole House water filter in that case would make a lot of sense, wouldn't it, Leon?
Yes, sir.
So just do it. What was that? Is that a Nike commercial?
It is.
Just do it. Yeah, well, just do it. Procrastination got you to where you are right now. Life is two things, Leon. Decisions and the consequences of those decisions, isn't it?
Correct.
So we're putting the decision in front of you right now, and doing nothing is a decision, and doing something is a decision. So no matter what you do, it's a decision, right, Leon?
Correct. And think about it in this regard. If you have the oils and this calamity continues to spiral out of control, you have the protection. But people who try to buy, like right now, if you try to buy an N95 mask, the prices have gone up. And I was out at an event out in Vegas Then a company tried to buy 5,000 masks. They said, we only have 2,000 left, and if you don't buy them in the next 10 minutes, this other company's going to buy them. So they're completely out. And just like iodide during Fukushima and iodate, those prices went through the roof, or gasoline when emergencies occur. You don't wait till the last second because you won't get any, whether it's water or food or whatever.
Right. Well, I haven't talked to my Berkey distributor down in Texas the last 2 weeks. But without talking to them, I know they're slammed. And I don't know for a fact if there's a waiting list, a back order. I would have to call down there and find out. But it would not surprise me if we're at a point where the Berkey water filters are already being back ordered. What do you think, Leon?
Well, I mean, in the last...
This is our last break. Right.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Care more here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, 11th of February, here at Republic Broadcasting. Well, Leon, we've put a lot of good information out here this past hour. People have some decisions to make and the opportunity to move forward and have a healthier life. I hope that if something good comes out of this flu scare, this mania that's being driven by the media, if anything good comes out of it, I hope it's that it wakes people up that they need to make lifestyle changes to have a better life in normal times, right?
Yes, sir.
So having that fun, full, happy, productive life to do the things that you want to do, that's what we're talking about here. I see so many people my age, I'm 72 years old, they worked hard to get what they've got financially. Now they're at a point where they're quote-unquote retired. But because of their infirmities, that are mostly diet-related, by the way, they can't do what they love. They can't go golfing as much as they would like to do. They can't play tennis or go fishing or go hunting as much as they would like to do, if at all. And it's such a shame to work half a century, find yourself in a good financial position, and then not be able to enjoy it in the way you would like to enjoy it. Right, Leon?
Correct. Since you were talking about decisions and the consequences of the decisions, this is where it's really evident on the scale and on the body mass index. Because when we were talking about this earlier, now the obesity level on board the ship and in America in general. And so, you know, those decisions you make at the dinner table and exercise room, those impact your life for decades.
That's right. That's right. And these are decisions. These are things that you can control. What you eat and what you don't eat is a matter of decisions and control. You're not mandated to eat Doritos. Now, if you do eat a handful of Doritos, you're going to want to keep eating because of the MSG. And there's many other processed foods that have MSG in them that taste so tasty you just can't stop. When you consume a food product that has an artificial sweetener, let's say aspartame, the aspartame stops your brain from releasing the chemical that says, I've had a great full meal, I can stop eating. The aspartame stops that chemical from being released, and you want to keep eating and keep eating and keep eating, so when you drink diet soda, you get fat. How strange is that, Leon?
Exactly.
But that's the way it is. You drink diet soda, you get fat. You consume anything with artificial aspartame sweetener in it, it makes you fat because it stops that wonderful chemical from being released. And everything's upside down and backwards, isn't it, Leon?
What is good is bad, and what is bad is good.
So educate yourself, make good decisions, drink lots of clean, pure water every day, get your essential oils, get your energy cleaner, and get a good attitude. Right, Leon?
Absolutely. Mindset is crucial.
It is. Well, moving on from there, tomorrow morning we'll have Professor James McCanny with us, first hour. My friend Jeff Nyquist, second hour. Thursday we'll have my friend Steve Hunt, the John Moore Radio Show financial advisor. And, of course, my friend Tom Berryhill will be talking about the interest rate. That's it for today. That's 5% of oil. Now I can. Never, ever. Thank you. I'm safe and stuff today. God bless America.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.